Aaron Colvin, how much has he benefited from this offseason being able to train and be?
Oh, it's been fantastic. Obviously, last year, I think it, you know, he didn't start practicing until after the open date, and he missed all the OTAs and the phase one and phase two. So any of the physical activity. So this has been a big plus. And, you know, he's out there competing, doing an excellent job, and it's fun to see him out there playing with confidence.
When he put the pads on, would you feel, are you going to work him a little bit outside too?
Yeah. He's working outside and inside. So, you know, we want to make sure that we put our players in position to be successful. Gene, everything okay?
I'm sure it's urgent.
We want to make sure that we put our players in position to be successful. So we're going, you know, we're going to make sure that we try guys wherever we need to. Yeah.
Can you talk about your linebacker depth?
Well, you know what? We got some young guys and on the twos and the threes, so those guys are going to have to continue to grow. I think Leroy, you know, working with the twos, I think he's really showed up in this offseason. And, you know, it's his third season. I think he's matured and, you know, he's been communicating out there, and he's the guy that's been the leader with the twos. Kyrie Fart is doing a good job, and Jeremiah, George is doing a good job also. But, you know, some of those rookies, you know, Armbrister from Miami, you know, he's done good. But there's a long way to go, and we got to get the pads on. So, you know, that's challenging right now. There just hadn't been many guys in the twos and threes that have played much.
George seemed to be doing pretty well in the limited time that he got before the injury last year.
I think there's some carryover, but, you know, he kind of got thrown in there, and we didn't get to see a whole lot of him. Now he's been exposed to a lot of different things. So there's just a lot of growing that he needs as far as within the system. But he did an excellent job, you're correct, last year. And, you know, we think that, you know, he provides some instincts and some speed and some punch.
Ryan Davis has kind of developed into from when he first got here, sort of didn't have a spot for him.
Yeah, well, we didn't have a spot for him, and Ryan has developed, he's created his own niche within the defense, you know, inside rusher on third down, but at the same time, we feel comfortable him playing Leo position. You know, and he did that at the end of the season and played when Branch was hurt, he got a lot of reps at the Leo position. So, you know, he's a great young man as far as work ethic, character, all those type things. So anytime a guy like that succeeds, you feel really good about that.
How is he able to be so effective despite being?
I think sometimes just guys have instincts in there and they understand. And you know, this is not a knock against guards, but you know, you get in there, it's a little tighter quarters, and you know, if you got some quick movement, you know, you could get by him a little quicker. The tackles kick out a little bit deeper. So, you know, I think that he just has some natural instincts in there that really helps him. And plus, I think Coach Wash has done a great job with our blitzes of putting him in position to be successful on third down. He's looked good. He's really worked hard in the offseason. These guys, you know, a lot of them, he and Demetrius and Jeremy Harris, they're all in their third year, and, you know, they've done a good job. They come out, they're competing, and, you know, with Devon House and Tommy Campbell, and we talked about Aaron Colvin, man, there's a lot of competition going on at that position, and obviously competition does nothing but help you, and I think it's helped those guys grow. Gratz is, I think he was 202, but, you know, his body fat was really, he came in really lean, so he's worked hard in the offseason to put himself in position to be successful. So,
did he have a good attitude?
Even though
he lost his job last year.
Yeah. He's had nothing. Not all those guys. Uh-huh. They've had nothing but a great attitude. We're just moving around. We're trying to find out. We're creating competition. And those guys understand that. I mean, that's what Coach Bradley, that's what he's been about since day one. And they understand that, hey, you know, competition is good for the team and it's good for their unit and it's good for their position, whether it's right or left corner, and it's going to make them better. So I think personally that they've accepted the challenge and they're just saying, hey, I'm just going to work hard to be the best I can be.
Does that opens up the door for Leo's? Do you think you'll work Scooter there at all in camp just to get him some pass rush?
Well, I think today he works some pass rush stuff, and, you know, he does, you know, he had 5 sacks last year, so he has some pass rush ability, and there's, you know, he's definitely going to work with Coach Wash on third down, some nickel stuff.
Okay. What's been your initial impressions of Audrey on the field and in meetings and stuff like that?
He's strong. I mean, strong and just a great guy out on the field. and seemed to catch on really quick and did a great job, you know, in the first 3 days. So, very pleased with him.
How is he different than Red from now that you've gotten a chance to sort of see him out there a little bit?
Well, I think that one thing that that Jared could give us too is on third down, he could go inside and he could rush it, you know, on third down in nickel situations. So that's something right there that, you know, helps us.
How's your defense after four practices this year compared to last year?
I hope you guys don't say but these guys, I mean, we're really excited about the attitude and the energy and the where we're at mentally. And I don't know how long you guys are out at practice. Believe it or not, I don't pay much attention to you at practice. But if you watch it, we're really excited. We think they're playing fast. And when you get to a position as a defensive unit where everybody on the defensive unit feels like even if they do something wrong, they're playing fast, I think that's a big plus. They're not worried about what has happened and that type of stuff. And I think, we're getting much better at that.
Is that common?
Yeah. Working on this defense, you guys have been working on this defense for a few years. Do you finally have, like, the personnel you think that fits it, what you guys want to do?
We're extremely pleased with our personnel, and our younger guys have grown up. And, you know, the competition is, you know, obviously helps us, as I mentioned earlier. But, you know, these guys are just doing a fantastic job. That's a big emphasis of ours. We want to make sure we play fast and get our hands on balls and punch the balls out and create takeaways.
How much of that is it's their third year?
A lot of it. Uh-huh. A lot of it's third year. A lot of it, the guys have grown up. You know, some guys that are new in the system, like Jared and Devon House and Dan Scooter, they've done a good job of catching on, but they're veterans, so it was easier for them. The younger guys, though, are catching up to the veterans, which is the cool thing.
With Marks and Miller out, have there been defensive linemen that have kind of stepped up in their absence and kind of stood out to you?
Well, you know, right now, I mean, they're all I think Ziggy Hood is working really, really well, and Andre Branch has done an excellent job out there, and there's been a lot of guys that have done good and working hard, but as you said, it gives guys an opportunity to step up. I know there's somebody that I'm missing on the D-line that was working really, doing a good job.
Is it tough with Marks and Miller, the guys that kind of lead that unit out? Is it tough with all the young guys in the locker room? Is it kind of tough for you to teach
No,
guys
what
how
we've
work?
Done, we hadn't slowed down our teaching. We don't want to slow down the progress of our veterans that have been here. We're saying, hey, you know, we have extra meetings with the younger guys that are rookies. You know, we're allowed to meet with them more. So we want to get them up to speed. And if we have to, we'll back up a little bit as far as when they're in there, as far as the things we do. But our vets, we got to go. You know, we got to roll. We got to move on.